92.7 Summer Breakfast with Andrew Mays and Bryce McGain.
Welcome back to the show on RSN 92.7 Melbourne United. We were talking a little bit of basketball before. They're back in action tomorrow at the Australian Open. They're going to play the Illawarra Hawks, which is always a feature over the last couple of years. The open-air game on Boxing Day and also this one at the Australian Open have been two must-go-to fixtures. And joining us on the line is Josh Boone from Melbourne United. Josh, good morning and thanks for your time again on RSN 92.7.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
We're well. How have you recovered after the loss on the weekend to Perth, jetting back into Melbourne and straight back into it? Is a short turnaround maybe the best thing at the moment after a loss like that?
Yeah, I think so. I think we've actually done a little bit better this year with the short turnarounds versus having a full week to kind of prepare for teams. So we're just looking forward to getting back out there. This is kind of crunch time for us. We've got eight games left here, and there's a lot of teams that are very close on the ladder, so we know that every game counts, and we're just ready to get back out there and ready to get back on our home court.
Yeah, the ladder is absolutely chockers. How do you divide up the next eight games? Do you look at them one at a time? Do you divide it into fortnights? How do you look at it throughout the next 2 months of basketball?
Nah, it's purely just one game at a time at this point. You know, we need to focus on the Illawarra Hawks first. They're coming in on a little bit of a roll. They've got two wins in a row. They just beat Sydney pretty good about a week ago. So, you know, they're going to be hungry. They're desperate for wins. They're a couple of games behind on the ladder. So, you know, they know that if they lose anything, then, you know, that could be their season. So they're going to be a truly desperate team, and we have to play the same way.
Josh, we know the season's really important, but as players, do you have an opportunity with the feature games that Melbourne United put on, like the open air game and this game at the Australian Open? Do you get a sense to enjoy that and see what's around and know that you're part of something special?
Yeah, you know, obviously once the ball goes up and the tip off happens, then it's all business. But you know, you still have a little bit of time to kind of just look around and see, you know, and appreciate that not a lot of people get this chance. You know, I've played basketball in, I think I've played for teams in 10 different countries now, and, you know, this is the only place that I've ever played that I got the opportunity to have an experience like this. You know, to play an open-air game, I think the last time I was playing in open-air was probably when I was 14, 15 years old playing outside, so. You know, it's definitely a unique experience, and it's a great environment for basketball.
Now, in terms of the slow start against Perth, can you put that down to anything, or have you worked on that at training, or is it just something you ride off and hope that it's a bit quicker tomorrow and you fly out of the blocks?
I wish I could, honestly. You know, it's been a problem for us the last couple of games, honestly. You know, both the Perth game and the Cairns game, we dug ourselves into a hole early. We got down really big in the first quarter and have had to fight our way back in both games. And, you know, we've shown a lot of resiliency and put forth a lot of effort. But the problem with that is that when you get down so much early, you kind of need everything to go right later on. And if one thing goes wrong in a game like that, then, you know, that can kind of be it. So we've made it a little bit harder on ourselves than we've needed to. And but it had happened a couple of times earlier in the season as well, and we seemed to iron it out, but then these last two games we've kind of gone back to it. So that's going to be a real focus for us coming out on Wednesday, is getting off to a really good start.
You got to have your guns firing at this time of year, especially with the run into finals. Obviously great to see Chris Golding drain a couple of big threes on the weekend too and sort of start to hit his straps ahead of the last 2 months of the season.
Yeah, absolutely. That's been one thing that we've really talked about as well is exactly what you just said. You know, we haven't really had a game this year, or at least recently, where we've had kind of everyone play well. You know, we've had two or three guys play well in pretty much every game, but we can't seem to get everybody on that level at the same time. And that's really what we need these last eight games and going into the playoffs. You know, last year we had that around this time where we had pretty much everybody up to that level. But, you know, right now we've kind of had, you know, we'll have guys play really well one or two games and then kind of dip for a game, myself included. You know, I've certainly been a very big culprit of that this year. I don't feel that I've been nearly as consistent as I need to be. And I think I've gotten back to that the last couple of games. I think I've been much better But I think I still think there's another level that both myself and the rest of us can reach. But I'm quite confident that we're going to get there in these next eight games and be ready for this finals.
Is the best way to do that is to share the ball around a bit more and try and have an even contribution, or is it to really give it to the hot hand at the time?
Well, we've kind of always been a hot hand team, and that, you know, if we see something working, if we see a guy get going, then we look to try and feed him. But at the same time, I think pretty much our entire team is very unselfish. You know, we've always been very good at moving the ball and very good at finding the open shot. One of the problems for us the last several games, though, has been that, you know, we've gotten the open shots, but we've gone through stretches where we're just not making them. So, you know, that puts a lot more pressure on our defense. But, you know, I think, once again, I think we're going to get back to making those open shots. We're going to continue to find the hot hand when we can, and we're going to continue to move the ball as much as we can. And, you know, hopefully we're going to be more successful now.
Josh, can't wait for tomorrow night. Hopefully see Melbourne United back to winning ways. We wish you all the best, and no doubt we'll catch up once or twice before the end of the season.
All right, great. Thanks. Take care.
Josh Boone, who's always fantastic with his time with us.